Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
When Amazon.co.za finally launched in May 2024, expectations in this country were sky high. Many online shoppers hoping for a game-changing e-commerce experience, but the truth is we were met with a limited selection, average pricing, and maybe less than thrilling rollout. In South Africa, Amazon certainly is facing tough challenges, from Takealot's entrenched dominance to the rise of Chinese competitors like Temu and Shein, plus logistical hurdles unique to this country. So the question, I guess, is can Amazon replicate its global success, or is this market where it might struggle to gain some sort of traction? Joining me is Arthur Goldstuck from the research company Worldwide Works. He's been looking at this issue. Arthur, welcome to you. So fair to say, I think that the launch was met with a degree of disappointment. Was this justified, or were expectations at the early juncture unrealistic?
Thank you, Jeremy. Expectations were set too high, but you can't say they were unrealistic, because when a brand like Amazon comes into a market, you do expect it to be a big bang, except Amazon themselves didn't intend it to be a big bang. So there was a disconnect between the intention and the expectation. So from that point of view, you could say it was a damp squib. But from Amazon's point of view, it was really a case of establishing themselves in the market and then building up their presence in this market.
And that's not unique. It's done this before in other markets. It's a slow, strategic market entry. Do you think that approach will work in South Africa, given the competitive set that I referenced, or is it risky?
I think this market does expect new brands to come in big. But if we look at what it's done in other markets, it has tended to have a slow rollout when it's launched from scratch. When they've bought another brand, which, for example, happened in the Middle East, in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, they took an existing brand and they went big with that. And that was a big bang. But when they start from nothing, they really want to make sure they get the supply chain right, the logistics, the fulfillment centers, and then the customer experience, which is critical. And when I interviewed Robert Kuhn in May last year for our online retail in South Africa study that we do every year, he said, in fact, that the key to their rollout is to get the customer experience right. So I think people need to look at what the experience is rather than how big they are in the marketplace. But what I'm now starting to see is big billboards around Johannesburg, for example, inviting people to unpack Amazon.co.za. So it does seem like they are going bigger now, or they're ready for a next phase. They're very tight-lipped. They don't talk much about their rollout plans. But we also saw in December, for example, they announced same-day delivery services that were on a par with the best in the market. So I think that there's rumblings underway to get them a bigger presence in this market.
Arthur, notwithstanding those rumblings, you will agree with me, though, that logistics in this country, it's a vast, vast geography, do remain a major challenge. Could this impact, in your opinion, Amazon's ability to scale?
I do believe that the logistical issues of this market are a big obstacle to Amazon. So they can go large in the Johannesburg and Cape Town areas, for example, to a lesser extent in the Durban metropolitan area. But beyond that, it's very hard to scale up. And you really need the kind of footprint on the ground, the kind of chain network that ShopRite Checkers has, because that's been the secret of ShopRite's 60-60 service that has really truly set alight this market in the last few years. But they fulfill out of those stores, so they can fulfill wherever there is a store, and that means they're able to reach quite deep into local communities. Amazon simply doesn't have that infrastructure and wouldn't have it for many years to come. So they can't compete on that level, and they're going to have to come up with some very clever delivery or fulfillment techniques to overcome that barrier.
Aside from that, we know that Takealot dominates the local e-commerce space at the moment. So I'm just wondering what it's going to take for Amazon to unseat them. Would it just be a pure price play?
Amazon's not going to unseat Takealot. They just are too deeply entrenched in this market. They probably have 20% of total online retail, which doesn't sound like a big percentage, but it's a massive amount in terms of value of the market. It's a market that our research has shown is heading for the 100 billion rand mark in the next few years. So when you have 20% of that kind of market, that's a serious turnover. And Amazon is not looking to take market share. In fact, that's one of the things that Robert Kuhn said last year. Market share is not their target. Their target is to establish themselves and make sure that the customers that they do have love the experience of working with them. So that sounds like an advertisement, of course, for them. But clearly, they cannot target Takealot's market share. They've got to carve out their own niche. And I think that is the strategy, really, is to grow the pie for their own benefit, not to take from the existing pie.
And what's the threat level from the two Chinese players?
The threat is quite large. Shein and Temu have made a big impact on this market. But over time, people start learning that the quality of product that they're receiving simply isn't up to scratch in terms of what you can get. And I'll give an example. I go into a Mr. Price, or I go into a Pick and Pay clothing store, and by shopping around carefully and knowing what I want, I find I can actually match the prices I get on Temu and Shein. But more than that, I know where it's coming from. I can take it back, or I can try it before I buy it. So those are massive advantages. And I think over time, people become a bit disillusioned with the kind of gamification. It feels like you're in a casino, an online casino, when you're shopping at Temu. So it kind of takes them back into the physical store or to local outlets where they know that there's a local fulfillment center, local returns, etc.
All about trust and quality. Just finally and very quickly, Arthur, as we look at the trajectory of Amazon, is there a key indicator or indicators that you're looking out for that will determine success?
I would say that is when people start talking about, did you see what you can get on Amazon? Or did you see what Amazon is charging for this product? You don't hear that. You hear it about Takealot. And you certainly hear about 60-60 in various categories. So Amazon has to get that word of mouth. And it's not a number that you can put on it, but rather a level of conversation that you encounter in your social circles amongst people you chat with about shopping, for example. When they get that word of mouth, then you know that they are starting to win.
Arthur Goldstuck from Worldwide Works, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.